Welcome to the Pilot Podcast,
where we review the pilot episodes of TV shows to answer your question, should I watch this?
My name is Me Too.
And my name is BJ.
And this week, we're watching Till Jail Do Us Part on Peacock.
So stay tuned to find out what happened to Me Too's first husband.
In the interim, I'll let you know what happened in this first episode. Esme, played by Jaime Osorio. Angela, played by Kate Del Castillo, Viri, played by Sylvia Saenz, and Sophia, played by Rosalind Sanchez, have four jail-bound husbands who stole millions from the wrong drug lord. And now they have to navigate their new lives and deal with the biggest challenge of all, working together, because these women do not get along.
Sounds like a good premise. And before we dive into the story points, we learned something interesting about how we both watched the show. I watched it with Spanish audio and English subtitles, but you followed the default setting on Peacock, which was English dub, correct?
Yes, I thought it looked a little bit off, but it didn't offer me the chance to switch it to Spanish, or I didn't think to. So I watched it in English, and I bet watching it in Spanish was a better experience.
I enjoyed it, hearing everyone speak with their like native accents and tongue. However, my Spanish is rusty. I have not taken Spanish since high school. So there were some of the translations that didn't seem right to my limited knowledge, but I rolled with it.
I would say that in the dub, they did a better job than most in conveying emotion. I think sometimes when things are dubbed into another language, you miss a lot of character and nuance. And I think they did a pretty good job of injecting that. But no matter what, I think I can comfortably recommend watching it in Spanish because you always get it in the original flair of the people on screen, which is nice.
And I have another question for you. In the Spanish version, Angela will speak English sometimes for fun to just use some English phrases. How did they handle that in the English dub?
It was all dubbed, to my knowledge. There was even a scene where two people made out, and I think the dub voices made out, because it was still in that level of audio. They committed.
What would that script even look like?
I have no idea. It must have been like, smoochy, smoochy.
Is this when the car was rolling down, like, the ramp?
Yes.
Which was so dangerous.
Yes, for our hottest couple, Esme and Miguel.
I think they seem like the happiest couple.
Mm-hmm, but secrets are there.
Before we dive into the juicy drama, another point that stood out to both of us is the variety of knowledge that these wives had about their husbands' careers.
Yes, all four of these women work with men who are, we'll say, outside of the legal bounds of career. And they seem to have varying comfort and knowledge with that. So on one end, we have Angela, who seems to fully be in on it, absolutely is aware of how powerful their drug lord boss is. She is one of my favorite characters in the show. She's so funny, so real. When everything goes down and the husbands get arrested, she hustles pretty fast to try to keep any of her money, any of her assets. She just immediately is like, time to act. I know things are going south. On the other end of the spectrum, I would say like truly the other end, is Viri, who her husband is arrested while she's throwing a party for her daughter, Elena. And it is not clear how much Viri knows. She also appears stressed in a parallel scene with Angela, but instead it's because she wanted a special pillow that helps her husband sleep and not because she's trying to find some stash of cash or anything that can help her through.
You know, she just wants to live her life. I remember her saying at one point she enjoys letting a man take care of her, and having your husband getting arrested ruins that lifestyle.
Who are we to fault her for living in a wonderful fantasy?
Exactly. She has a nice home, beautiful kids, and if it means don't question your husband's career, that's a small price to pay.
And then I would say in between we have Sophia, who seems to know some stuff. I also want to add that I love the way Rosalind Sanchez plays this role, but she seems to be a little bit aware, but not fully aware. We see her husband literally hiding a body from her toward the beginning of the episode. So this is an extremely light spoiler. So she has some knowledge, not totally in on it. Esme seems like a real outsider from the group. One, because she has some knowledge of the crime, and two, because she's Puerto Rican while the rest are from Mexico.
Can't have those outsiders. Yeah, I agree with that assessment. Sophia and Esme, also who seem to bond the quickest, they both seem like they're aware something shady is going on, but they choose not to ask any questions because they're enjoying their lifestyle.
A beautiful thing. Though, I know we're going to get into this later, there is some juice between them.
That does get revealed. But did it take too long for those juicy details to get revealed?
Yes. To your point, the premise of the show, there is so much potential for such good story. The performances were great. I loved every single person on screen, truly. It was such a good telenovela style, overdramatic, wonderful performances. But the story itself, like the pace, was kind of slow. This was a 50-minute first episode. When I sat down to watch this show for 50 minutes, I genuinely thought I was going to get like a reveal every few minutes, and that simply was not the case. And they instead focused on doing kind of a deep character study, it seems, on the ladies. And even in that, I think could have gone deeper, but instead were like, this is the rich, flighty one. This is the outsider. This is the one who's in on it. This is the shady hustler one. And we could have gone deeper if you had 50 minutes, or we could have had a ton more reveals, but we just needed more.
I agree. It was a lot of build up. They also use flashbacks and flash forwards kind of to help tell the story, which can be cool. I think with this one where we're trying to figure out what the husbands did and what the wives know, they didn't need to give us as much backstory as they did. It would have worked just as well if they dropped us in, and we the audience are just as confused as these four women are about what's going on.
Ooh, I love the idea of just dropping us into the action.
And let's cut the episode in half.
Facts. But that said, as we've been hinting, there is so much room for juice. We learn that Angela and Esme are sisters-in-law, but Angela is potentially not thrilled about that because Esme is from Puerto Rico. We learn that there's some juice between Sophia and Esme, some potential infidelity. We're not sure. It's hinted at. There is some juice with Angela's husband and what she might be keeping from the other ladies. There is this mobster hounding them. There is potential fertility issues with Sophia, some juice there. There's a lot going on.
And Viri has another daughter.
Yes.
Who's central and to the story.
Central. There is a great reveal around the daughter and who she's connected to. So the threads are there for a lot more good story to come.
Do you want the husbands to play an active role? We do see scenes with just the husbands in this first episode, but the show is really set up to tell the story of the wives. So how do you want that balance to play out?
I like the husbands as minor characters. I don't want to do away with them completely because we need them for some of the setup, of course. But I would love to focus on the wives. It kind of makes me think of, there was the reality show Mob Wives. It also makes me think of that Viola Davis movie Widows, which was just so underrated, so good. And I love the perspective of these women just picking things up and figuring things out without the same contextual knowledge or crime skills as their spouses. Though their spouses obviously should have been more skilled or they wouldn't be in jail right now.
Oh.
Yeah, shots fired at the made up characters in this show. Yeah, do better crimes.
But speaking of being better and having these skills, it does seem like within this quartet, there are two teams based off of who is a better kind of leader and skills. It seems like Viri is following Angela, probably because she thinks Angela is her only friend. But also, Angela is very much a go-getter. Like you said, she was trying to take care of things as soon as this all went off.
She went into action immediately, and I really admired that, and that immediately shot her up to my favorite character for that reason.
And then Sophia and Esme bonded, but they kind of bonded not in the looking for support kind of way, but in a, hey, we're both on the outside. We're both having issues with our home, and no one feels safe.
They trauma bonded.
Yes. They trauma bonded.
Not to bring everything back to Beyonce always, but she has a song called Sand Castles. And I would say that these women, their foundation, their friendship, the work that they're going to do together is built on sand castles that could wash away. And I am hoping that they're able to build some more solid ground. Because right now, to your point, things are shaky. Those are loose relationships you're describing. That's the relationships of people just trying to survive.
I hope it stays that way, to be honest. They are in Miami. There's lots of sand. And I hope they just keep washing those castles away and rebuilding them. And I want these alliances to change. I want them to get suspicious of each other.
They sowed the seeds of that in this first episode.
That's true. This is a little bit of a spoiler, but I have to say it. One of them immediately puts blame on the dark-skinned woman, saying, "Up, oh, I bet she ran away. I bet she did it. I bet..."
And the one that put blame, let's just say some glass houses.
What house?
So with that, do you want to watch more episodes of Till Jail Do Us Part on Peacock?
I do. I would watch Till Jail Do Us Part casually. These are longer episodes, so I need to make time for that. But I do like where the story is going. The acting was great, like you said. These relationships are ever evolving and so interesting. So I'm going to see how this all plays out. How do you feel?
I agree. I think this is one that I wouldn't watch a bunch of episodes in a row on. I would watch weekly just to tease out the juice a bit. But if you're looking for a show that is messy and fun and focused on very dysfunctional women trying to get it together, then this is the one for you.
Awesome. Now, can you reveal to our listeners what happened to your first husband?
Absolutely. He never existed. I've never been married.
That's the story we're going with?
You heard it here first, folks. Okay, Beach, where can people find more episodes of the Pilot Podcast?
Well, fortunately, plenty of our episodes do exist, and they're all on our website at thepilotpodcast.com. And you can find them on all of your favorite podcast platforms.
You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at The Pilot Pod. And you can send thoughts, feelings, show recommendations, because every other week we do a show recommended by you, our wonderful listeners, to askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.